As Marty and I have been sitting here reflecting on our past conversations, we are kind of joking around about how much President Rania loves the kind of slogan we've incorporated around here: a true visionary sees the glass half full. So we think that that is such a true statement, as we want to continue to be visionaries and see the glass half full, because we know that there's more work to do. And as we continue to move forward and progress, we want God to be in control of that. So we know that the glass isn't empty, but it truly is half full. So,
well, you mentioned President Rania. It's interesting you talk about a positive perspective. I worked closely with him planting a church back in 1990. And we said, why don't we just make a phone call to everybody in the neighborhood, thousands of people, and invite them to church? You know, it's like, who would go to church because they got a phone call saying, and we specifically wanted to call people that didn't go to church, people we didn't know. And a lot of people said, that's goofy, that's crazy, that'll never work. We said, well, we want to plant a church, and this is what we want to do. We want to have people who don't go to church to check out church, to come to church. So let's just call and invite them. And God might bless those efforts, and people might show up. So we did. We made, with volunteers, thousands of phone calls. And you know what? Hundreds of people showed up. Hundreds of people showed up. And then the next week, hundreds of people came back.
All right.
And it was like, it's a miracle.
Well, you never know if and, you don't ask.
And if we didn't do it, and if we didn't do it because we were defeated before we started,
amen,
it would have never happened.
Amen.
And it became a very large and very vibrant church. A lot of lives were changed, and all because people got a phone call inviting them to go to church. And like I said, it was a miracle. But it was done because we felt strongly that this is what God was calling us to do. And we did so expecting God to show up. And he did. And so now I go around telling people, expect God to show up, and because he does once in a while.
Sure does.
And you'll be surprised.
And when he shows up, it's typically big time.
Yeah, and it's also a surprise to people, even though you knew he was going to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a interesting contrast to a sort of a defeated life where the glass is half empty all the time, where, well, you know, I know people that their immediate reaction is, well, that won't work, it's mm-hmm. a dumb idea, you can't do that, nobody's ever done that before. That's the half empty look.
And we live by the words that we
right.
speak.
Right.
They have the ability to open or close doors.
Right. And if you are in a leadership position or want to even be a leader, you better apply the glass is half full theory, because people need some help with their vision. They need to be encouraged. They need to be excited about things. And the visionary, the leader person, is inspired and called by God to do so. And that's a very important role to play.
Now let's move into another topic. Talk about the type of structure that your business is. Can you just kind of expand on how your business is structured as far as the model?
Well, our business in the United States is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sub-S corporation, so that's related to the way we're taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses in the United States can be a sole proprietorship where you, the individual, are the owner and operator of the business. You have employees, but they work for you. A partnership is where you may have partners with you, and there's a number of you that together collectively own a company.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, you have employees that work for the partnership, and then there's the corporation. These are legal structures under United States laws. These same kinds of legal structures are pretty much universal around the world, with slightly different rules and regulations from one country to the next. But they're a form of business organization, and it revolves around the legality of the structure and the tax laws of the specific country.
For your model, I'm sure corporation is exactly where you'd want to be. You want to make sure that it's its own entity, that your liability is limited, right?
Although the liability piece, from our point of view, is not a big concern. I mean, we take responsibility for what we do and so forth, and we have insurance to in the event that we're involved in an accident or some lawsuit where there's a judgment against us. You have to be a legal entity. Otherwise, you have no structure within which to pay your taxes, to file your permits, all these other sorts of things. In the United States, it's not possible to be in business unless it's a black market type of business where you just you're an underground business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't declare your taxes. Nobody knows you even exist other than the people you do business with.
Right.
Sometimes those are criminal enterprises. Sometimes they're just individuals that don't know any better.
Sure. So. We're going to kind of expand on the point of legality issues. Now, it's always good to have a strong attorney representing you. When you brought on your attorney, how did you go about selecting that attorney? How did you... from referral or word of mouth or some long-time family friend, just something like that?
Well, there was an attorney that went to my church, and he was an elder in the church, a man with not only very smart, but also with very high moral standards, good character, a person who understood that he was a servant of God, and a servant to others. And his motive was to do justice, to do things the right way. So we engaged him. As our need for more legal services grew beyond his ability, he would refer us to additional law firms that would supply expertise. Then we grew to a point where we had so many legal issues going on that we hired an attorney to work on our staff full time. His main job was to quarterback all the legal firms we needed to hire to do all the legal work we needed to do, because there were, between insurance claims and property issues and everything else, we live in a world now that's more highly regulated than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And an awful lot of it requires a legal representation.
I'm sure there was a careful selection process.
Oh, absolutely. Again, as I said earlier in some of our discussion, the compatibility issue is critical, where you're on the same page from an ethical, moral perspective as to what we're really doing here in terms of honoring God and serving our fellow man.
That's right. So you've obviously been successful in business. What kind of steps did you take in your business journey to ensure your success early, and then, you know, how did you maintain and stay on a consistent plane as you moved forward?
The quality of the employee, especially the leadership group, is extremely important. So when you're asking for advice, you're asking for opinions and collecting expertise from your staff, you're getting honesty, integrity, you're getting technical competence, all these kinds of things. But in personal and private life, you continue to have an active relationship with your church. Commitments and efforts beyond church and beyond work in serving organizations in Jesus' name, continues. So your whole world revolves around service to God. And by being in that world, as I said, your commitment to being faithful and responsible in your business life remains strong.
So the steps that you took to ensure your success was relying on your faith in God. I mean, that's the most critical and most important step that anyone can take.
Yeah, of course.
To ensure success in anything. So this has been a great segment again. We're going to close out. Marty, again, thank you for all of your advice and all of your expertise and
Okay,
your experience.
My privilege. Thanks.
Thank you.